They say there's an app for everything. Now in Indonesia, there's a new app that's going to make Christian persecution even worse. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're bringing you the latest in prayer needs around the world and how you can even get involved through seasonal giving. Find your place in these stories at Mission Network News. On Sunday, November 25, the Indonesian government released the free app Smart Grip in the Google Play Store, created by Jakarta's High Prosecution Office. The Smart Grip app fast-tracks citizens' ability to file blasphemy complaints. FMI's Bruce Allen says because of its function, Smart Grip has been nicknamed the heresy app. Currently, the app is only available within the Jakarta area, but still.
The app is also going to lift the current religious edicts or fatwas that have been announced against certain people or groups. And that would just empower people to more easily hunt down and attack individuals who are just suspected of unorthodox belief or activity.
Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, has been known for its religious tolerance. However, that tolerance is slipping away. Allen says radical Islam has been gaining traction across the country. Local Christians expect to see a rise in persecution over the next couple of years. So what can we do to help?
Pray. We want our brothers and sisters in the Lord to know that we are standing with them and that they are not alone. So we want to pray that the government would quickly recognize this app's destructive capabilities and withdraw the product from public consumption.
Meanwhile, Deaf Bible Society has a goal over the next 12 months to reach between 20 and 30 U.S. cities with scripture engagement training. Deaf Christians can access the American Sign Language Bible and the Deaf Bible app, but they may not know how best to use it to engage others. J.R. Bucklew with Deaf Bible Society says they host scripture engagement training in deaf churches and communities to equip deaf Christians for outreach.
The idea is that you leave being a leader. So you may be a deaf pastor that goes back and says, you know, I can better integrate sign language Bibles into my sermons because that's what my community will use when they go home. Or it could be Sally who goes home and she has deaf ladies that comes to her house every Thursday morning for coffee. And she says, you know, I think I'm going to have them watch together with me through the book of John. You leave a leader, meaning you're leading your community through the engagement of sign language Bibles.
The workshop also encourages local deaf leaders to keep the momentum going.
We go just a couple of times, and the local community can then host their own trainings and workshops, and then it becomes something that the local church really takes ownership of. Then really, we're just here to continue to develop good resources that the church can use to engage their people well.
Please pray for deaf Christians to be spiritually encouraged. And charity goes hand in hand with the holiday season. Maybe you donate a turkey so a family in need can have Thanksgiving dinner, or you might drop change into a red bucket outside the grocery store. You never meet the people you help, but you trust God to use what you give. And what if you applied the same principle to people who need God's Word? Wycliffe USA's Pixie Christensen says their 2018 gift catalog highlights several First Scripture projects. You can check it out at missionnews.org.
Whether it's printed or video or audio, it's the very first scripture that people group would have. I think there's no greater gift to offer a person because it offers them the opportunity to access the gospel and to have the hope of the gospel. It's so foundational to discipleship, to growing closer to Christ, to getting to know Christ to begin with. We hear so many stories of people who may have had access to the Word of God in the national language of the country, but they didn't fully understand it, or there was confusion about some parts of it where they really couldn't access it in a way that really spoke to them and could change their life. Giving them that access to the hope of the gospel, it's as good as it can get.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. It's a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.